B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, joins us in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Beetle.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You want to jump right in? You sure. Got a thought on that apology from over the weekend?
The New York Times described it as vague.
I'd say that's an accurate description of it.
Did you expect it to be detailed?
Vague. I would say it's vague.
I thought that was a good word.
Appropriate.
They're the paper of record. And you know what you said, Beetle, it did. It created the... It got what they were looking for, I think, which was headlines around the country. You know, Bob Kraft says he's sorry, apologizes, whatever. But he really didn't, as you addressed. I mean, how do you say you did nothing wrong, and why are you sorry then? So it's those are the things. But, I mean, this is the Bob Kraft that we know who wants to tell the fans, I will fight for you, and then rolls over at the owners' meetings 4 years ago so that... He keeps his seat at the big boy table with the owners, and he doesn't want to fight the NFL, and then tells the fans he was duped and he was misled by Roger Goodell. I mean, in the end, he wants everybody to like him. I understand that. So it's the same sort of thing where he's playing both ends here, and I think the timing was interesting. Was that released through Adam Schefter, by the way?
No. I mean, other people had it at the same time.
Are they now using him as their, as their PR arm?
No, he was the most notable to have it early, but it was there were a lot of people that got it around the same time.
You say so. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't have as many.
I think Burt Breer had it at the same time too.
Okay.
He posted it right within it minutes.
That's a good question. Like, why wouldn't they gift wrap that to Reese for Reese there?
Well, why wouldn't Stacey James just hand it out or just release it as the Patriots imprint?
Or the team just put it out. Boom.
Yeah,
because they're doing it separately.
Well,
it's for
that,
this. You know what?
Right.
The team.
That's
not
a good point.
Because
this is about Roberts, not about
okay.
the team. That's
okay.
a good point.
And the initial when the charge was first levied on February 22nd, that Friday, there was a spokesperson.
Yeah, Burt put it out within minutes of Schefter,
okay.
too. He got it.
But who was the spokesperson who quoted Roberts saying, I did nothing illegal the day of?
That was someone with the lawyers.
It wasn't
Stacey James. It was not someone with the team.
So nothing has come out of Foxborough on this. Okay. Well, that's that. So anyway, yeah, I think that it was vague. It was not an apology. It was just trying to kind of get ahead of it with the meetings this week. I mean, at the time, no one knew Gronk was going to like retire on Sunday night, which kind of changed the news cycle in a good way for Bob Kraft, I think. And so now they're all there, and that's kind of the buzz there, the day one buzz. But, you know, these reporters, I mean, I was there 4 years ago. We were all asking about Deflategate. You know, I went down to the gym trying to talk to guys about what do you think of the Wells report and all this stuff like that. And what's the sentiment on the Patriots' chances here and forgiveness and all this? And there was none. It was like guys were like, oh, they did it. You know, we're going after them. We hope they get theirs on this. I don't know. I mean, you guys tell me. How do you think the other owners feel? I mean, they all see themselves. Hey, I've done bad things. This could be me.
Jerry.
So you know, I mean, Jerry, I mean, this would be like a badge of honor.
If
Jerry,
you had to pick one owner to say, boy, if this was going to happen, which owner would it be?
Oh, yeah.
I would have said Jerry 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. You know, it's on his resume. I mean, you know, that's just...
He's a stripper pole on his bus.
Calling cards, right. You know, so...
he's Gronkowski as an owner. He really is. He's Gronkowski.
So,
there's pictures of him grouping women, like with the hands
right,
around.
Right.
Yeah, they just...
Yeah, so I mean, I think that to that point, how are they going to be out there? I'd be really curious for the writers who are out there, reporters who are out there, what they're getting from in the way from the owners. I mean, because some guys, there's jealousy toward the Patriots. There's people who don't like them. You know, they hate us because they ain't us. That you get all that sentiment out there. But they're owners, and
it's always great to nail that other team until it's you.
Right, exactly. And that's I think you've hit it right there. So I'm curious as to what. And I heard Schefter say today that this isn't Goodell's call as much
the
as it's the other owner's call.
Yeah.
So that would seem to play in Bob Kraft's favor, I would think. I mean, despite, you know, Blank might be upset about the 283 ring diamonds and all that sort of thing. You know, I'm sure there's guys. But I got to think if it's Irsay and Jerry Jones, how hard do they want to see him slapped on this? I mean, they've all got their own skeletons, right? I mean, do they want to see the...
Yeah, but we know how they are. They're a bunch of piranhas, this group. Right. They really are. They go after each other. It's crazy. I mean, they really do.
And you know, there's a notion that the Patriots, they get, you know, the old Les Moonves grab ass up in the owner's box all those years, that the Patriots would always get the Saturday night game, you know, for the playoffs. They'd always get everything they want because of the relationships and the friendliness and all this sort of thing. I think there was some resentment about that. And mostly it's because they have star players and they're the team that draws well. People want to watch on national television. That's why they get those slots. But I think that the notion that they were favored, that they cheated in Spygate and didn't get spanked for it, and then the Deflategate was overly harsh because of that. Where's it going to come down this time? I'm really curious because, to me, that's what this is about now. I mean, the thing in Florida, the court case, whatever, good luck. Misdemeanor gets broomed or he gets a minor thing, whatever. But that's not what this is about anymore. It's another showdown with Bob Kraft and Roger Goodell, in my view.
Which, if it's just Goodell making the decision, I think he'll do okay. But I just never.
You think it's harder if it's the owners going to make the call.
But yes. I think it is. Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. I think it always is the owners.
Goodell leans on him.
Even when it is just Goodell making the final decision, the owners have input.
Sure.
They are his bosses.
And I wonder.
They are his masters.
And do we think
they'll have to
wait until the whole thing in Florida is, you know, adjudicated, that it's all got to be over before? Because in with players, it hasn't been the case that they get their sanctions after all everything, the courts have had their say and all this stuff like this. Would the league do something before that?
I don't think they're going to have to. My sense is that this is going to get resolved in a good or bad way sooner rather than later.
Legally.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think this is going to drag on forever. Well, we still have months before we get to the season.
Sure. And Thursday's the arraignment or the whatever the first day of court is Thursday.
Court date is Thursday.
Yeah. He won't be there for that.
No.
But I understand.
But it could be resolved by Thursday. There could be a resolution on it.
Right. And when you say he maybe have some availability this week, it wouldn't surprise me if he speaks.
Well, Hardy thinks we're crazy.
Yeah, Hardy.
Yeah,
huh?
He thinks there's no shot. Not going to surprise him.
Hardy's on a winning streak with his predictions.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you for recognizing.
Bob's in Revere today. Hey, Bob, what do you got?
Bob. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I know you guys have a job to do, and you only can go so far in what you say when it's in regards to our local teams, because you might miss out on some kind of bites. But let's tell it how it is. Bob Kraft's apology was total bullshit.
Oh, we'll end that call there.
I had a feeling that was going to...
It came out so naturally.
No, yeah, I had a feeling that maybe it was
It's almost
going,
like you actually didn't want to dump it. It was so smooth, you didn't even really want to dump it. Yeah,
Bob, you and I don't really disagree on this. I just say it a little more eloquently than you do. That's all.
I'm not stunned what came out of his mouth because it just flowed so smoothly.
Yeah, lose any bites.
I don't think Dan Shaughnessy disagrees with Bob. Do you disagree with Bob?
Does Bob think he can really talk like that on the radio?
I don't know.
Well, since no one heard it, I wouldn't want to characterize what Bob said.
He said it was BS. Bob said the apology was BS.
I said it was vague. I used the New York Times fallback there. I mean, really, it was nothing. It was vanilla. It was empty.
Is it possible that I am being more critical of the apology than Dan Shaughnessy?
Well, I just
isn't
it what you expected though?
I think with this story, and you know, I sat back for 4 weeks and didn't. You know, I mean, we had things going on at the Globe. I was on vacation. I was doing notes of baseball.
That was a great call, by the
you know,
way.
And
yeah, it really was.
Can we play that again?
Yeah, later. Yeah, we will.
But to me, this story, it kind of speaks for itself. Like yesterday I did a column. I just laid out the timeline, all the things. And you just kind of review everything and then make up your own mind. I really feel like I'm letting the people decide here. And Bob has spoken.
Yes, he has. Bob and Revere has had his say. We'll get back at it with Dan. Yeah, John.
I mean, in terms of the apology, maybe it was a bit over the top, but some of the commentary has been over the top, too. Yesterday in the Globe, this piece about Bob Kraft's father and how he's a pillar of the community and
that was
his grandfather.
Harsh? Did you think it was soft or
harsh? I thought it was.
I've heard a lot of both.
It wasn't soft. It was like, okay, we know what happened, or we all have a pretty good idea of what happened. You're really going to now bring up the fact that, you know, it flies in the face of maybe how he was brought up? Anytime one of us does something poorly,
right.
Yes, it's going to reflect badly on your family. It's like, I thought it was a bit harsh.
I thought it was harsh. Okay.
I thought it was a bit heavy-handed given the circumstances.
Right.
Like what actually took place. And now you're going to bring up the fact that his, you know, what his father and grandfather did and, you know, how much they meant to the...
But he kind of does that a lot. I mean, the apology included that, whatever you call it.
Right. It was already done. Did it need another 5,000 words on how awesome his dad was?
And who the hell is he to dictate if he mourned his wife's death long enough or not?
I don't know what it says. I'm not aware that it said that.
Well, it did say that.
It got into all of it yesterday.
We were also talking today about the retirement of Rob Gronkowski. We will get Dan Shaughnessy's thoughts on Gronk calling it a career last night. We'll get to that story again in your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Super nice.
Everything better with Donkey Nice.
You and me on a tandem bike.
Sipping on Donkey Nice.
Ice coffee. Summertime. Everything's fine.
The sun is up and we got time.
Taking in some sunshine.
Sipping on Donkey Nice.
Ice coffee. Cup solo.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Rob Gronkowski retired last night, announcing it on Instagram. What was your reaction to hearing that news, Dan?
You know, it had been 2 months, and I kind of started to believe he's going to play because so much time had gone by. I mean, at the Super Bowl, leading into the Super Bowl, it was all, okay, that's going to be it. Then they win. He makes the catch, which basically wins the game. And it's like, oh, go out on top. Not going to do it after the game, but he'll do it soon. But then as the weeks went by, I was starting
2 weeks.
To think,
I gave it 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. But didn't you start to think he's going to play more time was going by?
To combine that with their lack of activity or acquiring more depth at that position and not getting guys on the outside. Like if you're Tom Brady today, what are you thinking?
Right. So I kind of started
to think, know what? Brady had to know.
Oh, sure. I believe that.
Like they all had their standard. Like as soon as he retired, boom, Brady posts on Instagram.
Right.
They were Edelman posts. Everybody had their statement ready.
So, yeah, I mean, it was for something that we thought so much about, it was a little bit shocking to come on, you know, on Instagram on a Sunday night, right in the middle of the great Duke finish and all that stuff's going on. But when you look back at it, I think he's doing the right thing. He's got his marbles, his head's clear, and he's healthy, and he went out on top. Everybody loves him. He can't need the money. He's got these other opportunities. Why not? I mean, I totally understand. It makes perfect sense. Although I know the McGinnis theory that Zoe floated here a little bit ago.
No, McGinnis floated that.
Right, but I was the first I heard of it was from you. And
oh, really?
That seems to me.
Well, his agent today says, you know, I wouldn't shut the door on that. He's right. Telling Peter King, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he returns.
Everyone's going to be operating like, I mean, Barry Sanders went through this and Jimmy Brown went through this, you know, 40 years ago. So there'll be a notion, hey, maybe Gronk's going to come back.
Jason Witten came back after.
Yeah, I don't think Barry Sanders fits it. I think it's more the Favre, Witten.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
I'm bored now.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Barry Sanders wanted.
Barry
Sanders was willing to continue his career if he got cut, and the Lions wouldn't cut him. And he so badly did not want to play for the Lions that he said, that's it. I'm going home. I'm not doing this. I'm not playing for you bums again. I will end my football career instead of playing.
Jim just said in my ear, Barry Sanders is only 50. I'm older than Barry Sanders. I feel like he's 75.
July 16th, 1968.
How long has he been retired?
Long time.
20 Jesus. Years.
Oh, he was good then.
Wow. Yeah, he retired early. He did not want to play for the Lions. He would have continued his career if he got cut. They wouldn't do it. And that's where the whole Barry Sanders rule was, because they went back to him and said, give us back some of our bonus money then.
Yeah.
That's where that all came from. So teams are allowed, when a player retires before the conclusion of their contract, to go back and get a prorated portion of the bonus money.
Oh, my God. Imagine how
you're
bad.
You're allowed to try and do that.
Hardy, how bad would a Scott Mitchell have been if Barry Sanders wasn't there? Remember they stole when Marino's Achilles went. Mitchell went in and had that great, really good year. And then he hit free agency, and they paid him a ton of money.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money for Mitchell.
Well, they made a mistake.
What year did they make the playoffs? 91?
91.
91.
They well, they've made the playoffs, Beetle. That was last time they won a game.
Sorry.
Which is the only win since 57.
Thank you, Dan.
Not to rub it in.
Just a history of suckitude. Thing.
Yeah. 1957.
It's going
to
make it.
Could they beat the Cowboys?
That much sweeter.
Could they beat the Cowboys?
When they win it all.
Cowboys in 91. Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fontes.
Wayne Fontes.
Let's get to some of your calls. I know you've been waiting to talk about Gronk, including Andrew and Milton. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Going back to the AFC Championship game in the fourth quarter when Brady throws that ball off Gronk's hands, ends up being an interception. If it's assuming Dee Ford wasn't lined up offsides, if Dee Ford was smart and lined up onside,
good question.
And do you think he? Do you still think he would, Gronk still would have called it quits? I'll take my answer off air. Thanks, guys.
Okay, very good. No, I don't think he would have. I don't think he would have let that be his last play.
I don't know if Mike Giardi is right on that, that he was already lining up deals with movie companies and all that prior to even.
He said
was,
before the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, okay. So, what, all of a sudden it came together one week after that AFC
the paperwork
game?
May have been sitting I there, and he finally decided to sign it.
That's a good question. That's a sour. It's a sour taste in your mouth.
You know, Zoe, that in the weeks leading up to that Super Bowl, the Gronk camp, we'll call it, were very convinced that he was not going to play beyond the Super Bowl.
I don't. I disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I hanging out with his brother at that Barstool thing. He's like, he's a football player, man. Plays football.
I think that's smokescreen.
What are you going to smokescreen me for?
Because they don't want.
I've seen him a ton.
I don't think they wanted to put it out there. That's what I think it was. Yeah. Don't take away from anything that's going on with the game.
Jim, you were with me. They were sipping pretty good that night.
I think they knew.
I don't think they were operating with the best mental intentions.
Who? The Gronks?
The Gronk brothers, right? Jim, did we shotgun beers with him?
Yeah, I have a video somewhere on my phone.
Okay.
The best mental intentions.
You ever shotgun a beer with a Gronkowski brother? But you know what's the funniest thing? It's like, wow, we have a shotgun a beer. It's all shotgun a beer. All right, who's got a key? Everybody. Wait, we don't have keys.
No one's at home.
Nobody
no,
had a key.
No one had their keys on them.
And then one guy came, it's like a plastic thing. It's like it's not even a key. It's a flat square thing, you know, like for a Mercedes. No key.
My favorite part was when they started giggling and go, ha, the 16 ounces.
Yeah.
They had never done a 16-ounce shotgun.
Only 12.
Tom's in Newton. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. So on the Gronk situation, you know, if you go back to, like, the start of the whole, you know, Patriots dynasty, you know, you had Troy Brown and those guys, and then you had the Randy Moss years in between. And then right when Randy Moss was done, you know, that's kind of when Gronk took off. I guess the question now is, like, who's the guy? Like, if you look at the Patriots offense without Gronk, I mean, it's a skeleton crew. Like, you know, what does that say about Bill the GM? I'll take the answer off here. Thanks.
I mean, game's not tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you think they're done, I think you're nuts. If you think they're going to line up with what they have, like I said, like, is Brady waking up today? He knows this isn't what I'm going to have to line up in a huddle with game one. Something's up. They got something up their sleeve. And again, I keep saying, go back to the year they went undefeated. They got Randy Moss that draft day. They traded for Randy Moss on draft day that year prior. So they have avenues they could go. And now they have what? $9 more million of cap space.
Yeah, they'll look different by the time the season gets going, of course.
Well, extremely different, I think. They better look different. Huh.
Yeah, I also would go back to what we were saying.
You know what this does, too, real quick?
At the end of October with Rob Gronkowski. You go back and listen to some of our shows.
Yeah.
We were saying, where the hell is Gronk? What happened to him?
Done.
Cooked. Right?
Cooked.
You know, he had a massive impact.
Showed himself.
Massive impact in the final two games of the year.
Right.
The ones that matter the most.
He didn't in Pittsburgh, though. That's when we started to really say.
There are plenty of regular season games this year where we're like, where is this guy? What happened
Pittsburgh.
To him?
Pittsburgh.
Remember we were talking about how he had one touchdown through the first 2 months of the season.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he the second greatest Patriot of all time?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good case for that.
Brady, him, Hannah, Tippett. Yeah, I mean, keep going.
There's a really good case for that.
Total bullshit.
I don't know about that.
So smooth. So smooth. Gotta go, Bob.
Bob. Chad's in Medford. Chad.
Hi, guys. Yeah, you were just saying, Zoe, you're saying they ain't done. They have, but don't you think they might have waited a little too long? I mean, they must have had an idea. You knew that he might retire. I mean, OBJ's gone. I knew they weren't going to get Brown, but I think they should have went harder after OBJ. And Jared Cook, get somebody. I know they still could do something. But now it's going to be after trade, the draft, and the big guys are all gone. The big receivers, I mean, like Brown and OBJ, and there's no really tight ends. I don't know who you're thinking of aiming at, like, trade-wise. Tell me what you think, sir.
I don't know. I mean, you look at a team like Carolina. Are they good with Greg Olsen?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's...
Golden Tate feels like the one that got away.
Yeah, but then you find out the money that Golden Tate signed for. Like,
yeah, they're all signing for a lot of money.
No, he signed. We thought Golden Tate was going to go for 12 a year. He went for 9 a year.
I didn't think he was going for 12.
It went under.
A year.
Well, once Humphreys and those guys were going for 9 a year, he thought, oh,
but the longer it took, right, the less I thought it was going to end up being a number.
Like, what was the freaking hold? What was the freaking holdup with Tate? Like, you obviously tried for him last year during the regular season. There was a snag there. Then you heard the OBJ rumors. How did you not pounce all over Golden Tate? Or is he just too old? Like, too many miles on him?
I don't know.
Still a good player.
He seems like the right player in this system and a guy that Tom Brady could have utilized. And that seemed like a guy that would have fit
away. It's just weird that they get up to the $9 million mark and then they tap out for players that would still be making, again, 4 times the amount of Edelman. How do you do that? How do you allow that in your locker room without giving Edelman the buck? You bring any of those guys in, you got to go.
Well, that's going to hold true for anybody.
But see, you're right. I mean,
if you keep saying they're going to look different, so eventually they're going to have to address that. Whether they did it 2 weeks ago when they signed Golden Tate, or whether they do it when they finally do get somebody, they're still going to have to address the Edelman thing. If you think it has to be addressed,
yeah, I mean,
maybe they'll just say, "Deal with it, kid."
Did they have to give Bruschi or say Vrabel a bump when they went and got a Dallas Thomas because they broke the bank for that guy? So you're bringing in a guy that. Here's Teddy Bruschi taking all these cuts, you know, negotiating his own contracts.
I don't remember them doing that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But that was a mistake, the Thomas thing.
Well, yeah, but the part about the other players' reaction to it.
Dan, they went undefeated with him. It's not like he poisoned that locker room. They dealt with him.
Different with defensive players?
He had a hell of a Super Bowl.
Yeah, his problems actually started a couple of years later.
Yeah.
It wasn't a total.
Okay.
It was the Sean Springs year and all that.
Yeah. 2009 was the year that happened.
The Jets.
Which was 2 seasons after he had gotten here. 617-779-0985. Hardy has headlines. We have yet another tribute to Rob Gronkowski. We've played one already today. We've got another one coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brady play action fake, end zone, caught, touchdown, Gronkowski. His first career touchdown.
Snap to Brady, play action fake, steps up, fires up the field, wide open across the 30, 25, to the 20, to the right side of the 15, and inside the 15-yard line, touchdown. All the way down and into the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Brady looks, fires, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, of course. And that breaks the record for touchdowns by a tight end in the NFL season. That is touchdown reception number 14 on the season. Brady steps, fires up the field, caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Fires to the left, and it is a spectacular catch in the end zone. What a catch by Rob Gronkowski. He laid himself straight out on the near side and caught the ball just before it hit the ground. A spectacular catch.
Fires toward the end zone, and a tumbling grab is made, rolling into the end zone with a touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
You've got to be kidding me. Did you see where he caught the football?
Shotgun snap to Tom. Throws down the middle for Gronk at the 5. Out of a tackle into the end zone. On his feet with a touchdown for the Patriots.
Smooth. When this kid's engaged, it's hard to stop him.
Gronkowski makes the grab at the 20. Spins away from a defender. Stiff arms another. Carries across the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Small.
Fires down the middle. Fort Gronkowski makes the grab at the 45. Go spinning away from defenders. He's gone to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. takes the snap. Tom throws for Gronkowski. Catch is made. Touchdown, Patriots. Got him on the quick hitter. The Pats pick up six.
That's one protein bar. We need one more.
Brady drops back. He lobs it to the right side for Gronkowski. Has a step. Has a touchdown. Patriots. New England is back in the lead.
And the spike as he tickles to the sideline with 31 ticks left.
Tom throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Catch and stride past the five. Into the end zone. He takes a Steeler defender on the way to a touchdown, Patriots. Takes the snap. Bounce to the pocket. As he throws left. Touchdown.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski.
In
his
your
second
face.
Of the day.
In your face.
Brady stands there. There's pressure. He clutches. He throws a lob down the right side for Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the catch at the 35. Galloping to the 20. To the 15. Oh. Shakes a defender at the 10.
Big
Gronk is into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Guess who's back?
Woo. Takes the snap. Backpedals looking left. For the goal line. To Gronkowski. Touchdown, Patriots. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches yeah. out. Extends. Makes the grab. Up to throw to the right for Gronkowski. Yeah. Brings it down in traffic. Touchdown, Patriots, to the near right pylon.
And I'm just saying, give me the spike.
Touchdown,
yeah.
Rob Gronkowski. Touchdown, Gronkowski.
Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Gronkowski has a step, has a touchdown. Throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown. Touchdown, touchdown, into the end zone. Touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Fire is open. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Wow.
Rob Gronkowski retired last night, and now we have odds. Odds on where he will land. This according to sportsbetting.ag. They've got the odds up. Hardy, pay close attention to this. I know you're big
on
the
odds. Yeah, I'm listening.
Go ahead. I already put it 6-1.
The favorite right now at 3-2, plus 150, is WWE. Is the top of the list right now.
Is that the one that doesn't like Sarge?
Is there an event tonight?
Yes.
It's in Boston.
He'll be there, right? Gronk shows tonight?
I don't think
so. I hope so. That'd be awesome.
What are you doing, your Rich Shirton leave impression?
I just...
How many...
Did you see him this morning? How excited,
awesome.
Like,
it'd be so awesome.
He's so jazzed up for that possibility.
Dan brings up a great question here. Okay, so it's Monday Night Raw in Boston.
I think Rich is a big wrestling fan and doesn't let on to how big of a wrestling fan he is.
No, I think Rich digs weirdos and like digs,
yeah, he digs
Rich,
it.
Rich digs like King Carver's Fair or whatever the hell. Like, hello there, me jester. You know, like whatever.
Is Leprechaun Fair?
Well, whatever. Leprechauns, they are up in the trees.
I think it would be awesome for people who like wrestling, but for
do you send somebody to cover this tonight? Is my
anyone
point.
Else outside? I mean, would you spend more than 10 seconds looking at it?
Yeah,
him on wrestling.
Yeah,
I won't watch it at all.
Hardy,
I don't watch the whole thing.
And it's
but
if you were to tell me, oh, he's going to be a professional video gamer and he's going to make his debut tonight, he's going to drop in on one of the Fortnite
Twitch.
Channels.
I would not watch.
I'm not watching that either. It's just not my thing. I impossible for me to care less if he goes into the WWE.
Oh, I like the show.
What do you think is number two on the list?
Movies.
Yeah,
that is actually number three.
I would say some kind of an NFL analyst.
Number two, NFL commentator, as it says here. Plus 200, 2-1 odds that he ends up working in some role on an NFL broadcast, whether that's a pregame show, postgame show, something to do with NFL Network, anything.
Don't
they
laugh.
Get him down is
don't giggle at that because Rosenhaus slid that in when he was talking about him.
I heard that.
Remember what broadcast? We all went, whoa. What broadcast? NFL broadcast.
Would you listen to him on that? Would you watch him on that? Hardy?
First time out of the block, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
We watch those shows.
Absolutely.
We'd see if he's any good.
Right.
Right now, better or worse than Witten?
Oh, better.
Oh, yeah. Better. The bar's low there.
Better, but people will be critical.
The entertainment value will be off the charts.
People be...
I don't know how critical he will be of what's happening on the field.
See, I enjoy listening to guys who speak that language of football. And as, you know, Zoe has said, as Belichick has said, his football IQ is off the charts. And if he can look at a play and dissect something and point something out that other guys in the studio don't see or bring something to light and talk about it in a very, you know...
Can he translate that through speaking to another?
I have no idea. I have no, Zoe, great question. I have no idea, but
I don't question football intelligence. It's like, can you be quick on
right.
that?
Can you explain it to a guy like me?
Yeah, and not talk all over him. Yeah.
Just explain it to somebody yeah. watching at home. That's all. It's hard.
The next two are actor at 5-1. And in a tie with actor is podcast host at 5-1. Actor and podcast host are both
not podcast.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that skater boy? Rob Dyrdek, right?
Yeah.
Like something like that. Or and don't laugh at
Gronk
this.
Could be like
actually,
the, you know, no, the giggling hey. Girl on that show on what's that MTV show that he's on with the videos?
Oh God, that's what I'm saying. That's
or the
I'm
girl who just giggles.
Yeah, crash test or
just giggles
crash
the whole
test
time.
Dummies.
He'd be much better at that than the giggling girl they have on that show.
Don't rule out the podcast. I heard the people from NPR at Serial were talking to Rob.
He should do
about
one
joining
with
the investigation
Chanel West
team.
Coast. Thank right. you, T-Bone. Right. That is Chanel West Coast. He could be
Chanel
10 times better
West
at the
Coast?
Gig
That's her name?
Than Chanel West Coast.
That's a great
yes.
name.
There you go. What is the name of that show? Why can't I remember the name of that show?
Blair Dutomps.
What is the name of it, Tom?
East Coast. Oh, it's Crash. I thought it's Crash Test Dummy.
No. Why would you think that?
It's I know the show. It's what like Wigged Out or the
Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness.
Oh, that's the name of it.
So ridiculous.
Ridiculousness.
Crash, so is he your favorite yes. Patriot of all time, though?
Brady, then him. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you'd be dressed like Johnny Cash today, honest to God, coming in.
I've been preparing for this.
So if you're catching up here, the odds. WWE is +150. They're the favorite. NFL commentator just behind that at +200. Actor and podcast host are tied at +500, 5-1 odds. Play in the NFL, +1,000, 10-1 odds as that being his next job, meaning he would have to do nothing between now and making a return to the NFL.
Okay.
On top of that, playing the XFL as his next job, +3,300, along with playing in the AAF. That's never going to happen. CFL, +5,000, and male stripper is +5,000.
Well, that's private.
Everybody wants to be Magic Gronk.
I would factor another thing into that mix, and I don't know what the odds would be, but say Barstool Sports goes after him. There's a relationship from when he was at Arizona. He was one of the original first athletes in there with Barstool when he was at Arizona prior to being drafted here, to where he developed a relationship with Dave and Sales Guy. Look at Sales Guy's Twitter. Gaz talks about how he used to go into the North End and watch Monday Night Football with him. Rob would drive him home, pull over to get gas, and stop the pump on 69.69 and beat on the window, go, look at the pump, look at the pump. And then it would have him down there, his house in Tampa, and they'd just funnel things. He would hang out with those guys from 8 years ago.
They're going to have
so
the cash for him?
There.
I mean, I know that they're blowing up. They got a lot of money.
They got cash if it's allocated
Are they paying anybody millions?
How much would you have to pay him for like three appearances?
Oh, so you mean some limited appearances?
I'm just saying limited.
Oh, I think
a limited Barstool role.
Full-time role.
I don't think he would do the Pat McAfee, you know, like, hey, let's go.
Yeah, that's different. You're talking about something different.
You need protection. Right. I think, I think there could be some sort of a limited Barstool thing. Just something to think about.
Does that mean podcast host? Does that mean that get him on a, just wonder what I should put my money on out of all these things.
I think the least appealing thing out of all of them is the movie part. Like what is he going to do in movies?
I don't know.
Yeah, he'd be Alex.
Like
Karras,
my buddy, Pat Harlow. my buddy Pat Harlow played with
punch
this guy.
Punch your horse. Yeah. In a movie. Right.
Pat Harlow was drafted first round with me back in the early 90s. His other tackle at USC was a guy by the name of Matt Willick, and he played in the league for a while. He became an actor.
Yeah.
But he was like that big guy in We Are the Millers. He said, "Oh, the gringo, bring him here." He was the big fighting guy. But he played like a meathead role in every movie he was in. Do you want to be that guy in every movie? That's the thing.
They're not big speaking roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big tough guy role, you know? So.
617-779-0985. John in the car. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
Great. I got a storyline for Gronk with the WWE. They call him up into the ring to announce his retirement. A guy jumps in the ring, starts wrestling with him. Someone else piles in, and his brothers come out of the stands and they clean the ring out.
I love it. Awesome.
What do you think about that?
I love awesome. It.
Now I'm watching.
You know what?
And I wasn't going to watch before, but now
you're
that
in.
I'd watch.
Clear now everybody out. Then some. Who's the guy that does a MyPillow? Mike Lindell, right?
Sure. Of course.
So you would think, but then Mike Lindell shows up with his awful mustache and passes out pillows to everybody, and they stuff
where
them.
That comes
they
from.
Stuff well, them under their shirt, and they play Zoom.
I
in
don't
the
know
ring.
How that ties in, but okay.
Because Rob said he and his brothers, when they were kids, used to play Zoom. They put pillows under their shirts, and they try to knock each other out in the backyard, but put them in a ring. I'm adding to the story.
Mm-hmm.
You'd watch when
who's the guy with my pillow?
Hi, I'm the guy with the blue shirt advertising pillows.
Mike Lindell, former crack addict. He'll tell you himself.
Yeah.
I thought it was Billy Mays of OxyClean.
No, that was cocaine.
Wow.
This guy was into crack.
Look how clean my rug is.
He was into the actual
all those
crack
infomercial
cocaine.
Guys. Who was the
not
other
the
guy? The guy
stuff.
With the spiky hair, the crazy guy.
Oh, the Chamois.
Chamois.
He did stuff.
Well, he did stuff afterward.
What about the guy?
Vince. Vince the Chamois.
Guy puts the synthetic compound in his boat and
oh, Flex Seal?
That guy.
That's Billy May, isn't it?
That's him.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his problem?
Okay.
I think it's a different guy now, though.
He makes a noise. He goes woo, going across the.
That's not well. The other Billy May.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll get back to your calls here on Zolak.
They fired a cannonball through that boat and still took it out on the water. That crazy son of a bitch.
You see all the sharks here.
It's on a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
So now you know, it's first and goal at the five. Baby run in with the ball, just to keep the play alive. Now we see then, Big Scott Tanner, take the drop bomb in the end zone. With the ball in his hand, now he's all alone. Yeah, better get time.
Don't miss him, don't you?
No, not at all.
How about Jamie Collins?
Not even a little bit.
How about Jamie Collins?
How about Big Scott Chandler?
For whatever the reason, that day when Jungle sent us this gift, this pure gift of art, I'm sitting there and I'm like, pick it up. Give me a little more. Give me a little boom, bada boom. Remember I sped it up? Can we speed this up? Give me the sped up version. It was so much better.
I thought that was sped up.
Nope.
I thought it was.
Oh. This is a walking tempo here.
This makes you want to do everything. Like, hey.
So now you know, it's first and goal at the five. Baby burn in with the ball, just to keep the play alive.
So much better.
Big Sky Tanner, get the drop bomb in the end zone. With the ball in his hand.
You know how offended he was? Better get top. Is there how much time I put into the original?
You're just like Norman Cook. You're Fat Boy Slim. You're remixing. You're just you're taking the original. You're making it a little bit better.
I helped him. It was good. I made it great.
Is this how Dr. Dre got started?
Yeah, this is
pretty
exact
much
same thing.
You saw that NWA movie, didn't you?
I did.
It was a pretty good movie, man.
It was long.
They by the way,
what's your review of the NWA movie? It was long.
Do you think he's a lengthy film? Do you think he screwed those guys?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
By the way, the Flex Seal guy, Dan, is... Phil Swift.
He's good. He makes you want to buy that stuff.
He's not just a pitch guy, though. He actually is half owner of the company with his brother.
I always think when I have a clay pot outside and that thing breaks, first thing I want to do is go grab some black Flex Seal and fix that thing so it doesn't leak. Not like having that orange clay pot with that big black stripe going down the middle of it.
You just turn that in a corner. Just put it in a corner.
You're being a jerk.
No! That's what you... If you want to use Flex Seal, do you just turn it?
They put
You bought it. You bought part of it.
What do you call that thing they're driving around? Like that dune buggy.
That dune buggy.
They put the dune buggy back together with the Flex Seal.
Bull crap on that.
They built it with Flex Seal, Beetle.
They made the bottom of a boat out of it.
Flex tape on the inside of a gutter. Worked terrific for the job. Worked great.
I think it's like duct tape.
Where other adhesives had failed.
How dare you? Yeah.
Total bull.
Right. I just like when he's in his basement and the pipe's leaking. He just takes that Flexol tape.
Yeah, right there.
Right. You know what? Let's go away for 7 days. We don't need to call a plumber.
You know.
Let's go take a vacation.
Your foundation's leaking. Just put some Flex. Right. You're done.
I can't. I wish I had something I needed right now. Put it up there.
Why, your basement leaking?
No, I said I wish I did.
Oh.
I'm all excited now.
617-779.
I didn't know you used it, Beetle.
I did.
I like
the tape. I didn't use the...
What'd you use it on again?
Inside of the gutter. There's like two corners met.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And if you know, you actually...
Oh, you get up there with silicone and everything else.
You get up there with silicone and do it. You know what happens is after a year, between the sun and the, cold...
Elements!
It ends up expanding, contracting, and then it falls apart again. Then you're up there every year fixing it. Put a little Flex tape in there.
Forget it.
Sweet.
If I had to choose one of the type of, whether it's, you know, the roll-on or the tape, I would choose the spray, the liquid spray. You can put that on anything.
I've used it. I don't think it's the spray. I don't think it's their best product.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's their best product. I think you want to use a Flex Shot or a Flex Tape. Those are the two products I would highly recommend.
I just want that bucket. Big bucket of Flex something. I don't even know what's in there.
Doesn't matter.
Give me the bucket.
I'll find something to fix.
I'll put it on the shelf with the other buckets and stuff I got. I got buckets. You got buckets of spackle. I got buckets of paint.
Oh,
got red
man.
Paint there.
Let's go to Matt, who's in Boston, on Rob Gronkowski. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, hey, how are we, gentlemen?
Good, good. Great.
Doing well. Just a thought here. Did Gronk handcuff the Pats at all in free agency in the offseason here? $9 million towards the cap. I mean, how could that have contributed to a different result with Trent Brown, Flowers, OBJ? I mean, I'm like Willie. I don't think that we're getting anything like Gronk back anytime soon. How is the offensive approach going to change here?
I mean, it's a good question.
He handcuffed them.
It's a good question because say you had Trent Brown there at 14 and you franchise tag him, and you could use that to get under the cap if that's what you wanted to do, if you wanted to retain Trent Brown for just one more year and then let him hit free agency. Like, or you needed it for OB. I don't know. Does that get you Humphrey signed?
Okay,
How much more in were you going
to
be on Humphrey?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to save my thought on this and we'll give it to you in 90 seconds. We'll talk more about it. We get headlines with Hardy. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.